Welcome to this Europe à la carte podcast about things to do on the island of Malta. I'm Karen Bryan, the founding editor of Europe à la carte, where you find lots of travel tips about the best places to visit in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'll summarise my recent Malta. My husband Demetrius and I visited Malta in May 2011 on a budget do-it-yourself holiday, costing under £200 per person based on half-board and Ryanair flights from Edinburgh. I'll just go through some of the towns we visited listed alphabetically to give you some idea of what you can do on the island. Now, Burzabuga is a town on the south of the island, and we ended up there by accident. We missed the turn road and drove down there and spotted the very aptly named Pretty Bay. It's very beautiful there. Lovely boats, sea, prom. The problem is some cranes in the horizon on the side, but needs must. I mean, there's still a lot of stuff needs to come in and out of Malta. But it's still worth a visit, especially if you have a hire car and you can pop in there on your way to the pretty fishing village of Marshashloch, which is really worth visiting. We didn't have lunch there because we were on half board at the hotel, but there were several restaurants with seating on the seafront offering set lunch menus for only €6.5, including a glass of wine. There's also a tourist market along the waterfront most days. Now, Medina, without the E, used to be the capital of Malta before it was superseded by Valletta. It's a beautiful medieval walled town. You enter through an arch. You can buy a combined ticket to visit St. Paul's Cathedral and the Cathedral Museum. There's also a Natural History Museum. Now, St. Paul's Bay encompasses some other resorts, such as the one we were staying in, Rura, or Gitanquara. And, I mean, it's fine to be based there. We chose that area because it was the cheapest hotels with decent reviews and free Wi-Fi in the lobby at the Sorida. But it's fine as a base. There's a prom, various proms you can walk along, some of the Wignacourt 17th century watchtowers built by the Knights of Malta. So it's fine as a base. I mean, it's not the nicest place in Malta, but it's fine. I mean, you can go swimming off the rocks. Our hotel had a rooftop pool, so we were happy enough staying in that area. So one day we headed down towards the capital, Valletta, stopping for a walk around St. Julian's Bay, which, very touristy, busy, some nice hotels. There's actually a lovely outdoor pool with views over the cathedral. And a bit as you head south towards Valletta, you come to Slema, which is just across the bay. Now, we took the ferry over to Valletta from here, which only costs €1.5 per person. I think it's the best view, some of the best views you get of Valletta. But do be aware, if it gets windy, the ferry will be cancelled, but you can get back easily by bus. There's also a trendy shopping centre, The Point, in Slema. Now, visiting the capital of Valletta was definitely one of the highlights of our trip. Great views over the bay from the upper and lower Baraka Gardens. Now, although I'm saying we didn't eat lunch, we did actually one day. We were in the Lavalette restaurant. We really hadn't noticed the beautiful architecture in it. It was so impressive. We thought we'd go in for a drink and then just decided to have a supposed snack of burger and chips. We paid €5 for the burger and chips, but the burger was so large I couldn't even eat it all. Put the McDonald's burgers to shame. Now, you want to go swimming when you're in Malta. The sea is a beautiful, beautiful colour. There are a few beautiful sandy beaches, such as Paradise Bay, Golden Bay, and my favourite, Melia, which is up in the north, just to the right before you head to where the Gozo ferry leaves. But, as I mentioned, there are more opportunities for swimming if you're prepared to go off the rocks. And there are these kind of ladder step things you can go up and down. You don't have to actually clamber on the rocks. So Demetrius did do some snorkeling in Quara, which he enjoyed. So I do hope you've enjoyed my whistle stop tour of the island of Malta. You can read the post in full at www.europalacart.co.uk/Malta. Thanks for listening. Bye.